brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 2, back from 9 to midnight. Wide open phones in the shower. Greg Palast will briefly be joining us. They want to arrest him for videotaping a FEMA camp. We're not kidding. It's infrastructure protection. Let's go back to your calls. Mike in Ohio, then Cindy and others. Mike, welcome.
Yeah, thanks for all the work and effort you're doing there in New York, Alex. Thank you.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
I was listening to an NPR broadcast last night, and they had an L.A. Times reporter saying that the subcontractors in Iraq are having problems rebuilding the infrastructure there.
Yes.
And they want to build new hospitals and vaccination clinics for the population and children there.
Of course they do, yeah.
Why do they want to put more virus and toxins in their vaccines there, like they do here?
Well, that's what it's about. The globalists come in, take over countries, put in their central banks, and put in the exact same social safety health department net that is really an extermination system.
What companies are you think are part of that?
Well, we do know what companies are part of it, and they'll charge $15 million to put up a blue tent. I mean, it's all just a no-bid contract scam. Anything else in your mind, Mike?
Yeah. What about the subcontractors making money on that?
Well, I mean, we know it's a big scam. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Cindy in Delaware. Cindy, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi. Do me a favor and turn your radio off.
It's not on.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Maybe my cell phone's up high, the speaker part. Is
okay.
That better?
Sure.
Okay, Alex, the reason I'm calling is there's an AP article in today's paper. I've got a Gannett News source for a newspaper. Do you remember that boy, Johnny Gosch, the newspaper boy who was kidnapped?
Yes, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Well, this is really interesting. I mean, you know the whole story about that he could possibly be Jeff Gannon today?
Sure, been talking about it for 2 years.
Okay, and, you know, the whole thing about using the pedophile ring and taking pictures of our lawmakers and people in the military higher up so they could blackmail them, right?
Yes.
Well, this boy's mother, it's in the paper today, his mother, about 2 weeks ago, got photos of him soon after he was kidnapped. They just delivered it to her doorstep, showing that boy and two other boys gagged and bound. Knowing that this has to do with blackmail, I'm wondering if this isn't a way that the powers that be are trying to send a message to anyone that might talk about 9/11 or who knows what other plans they have.
Well, I mean, we can always do mental gymnastics and say anything's possible. What article is this?
It says, photos add cruel twist in case of missing boy. It's an Associated Press article.
Now, well, we know the government was involved in that case, and the mere fact that she was sent this now is pretty amazing. But I mean, you can construe anything you want out of it. I don't know what it means, but I'll pull that up, and I appreciate your call. Yeah, it a lot of evidence shows that Jeff Gannon, aka Guckard, is Johnny Gosch, I mean, where do you think these people come from? What do you think the White House does? The Republicans got busted back in the 80s doing this in Lincoln, Nebraska. It was in the mainstream newspapers, and it's so horrible. I mean, look, the White House writes memos saying they can sexually torture children in front of their parents. John Yoo, Alberto Gonzalez memos. I mean, this isn't a joke. This isn't a game. These people are not playing games. That's why they're in control, because they are out of the black pits of hell, and the average person just cannot deal with it. The average person just cannot imagine or face it. I like George W. He's a good man. I like Bill Clinton. They're good. I like the government. Everything's fine. Let's just trust them and believe them and go to sleep. All right, folks, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Here,
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports: U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We had Greg Palast on the line, BBC reporter, London Guardian reporter, best-selling author. They are being charged with infrastructure protection violation for videotaping FEMA camps and ExxonMobil in New Orleans, outside New Orleans in Louisiana. This is the new America. This is the new freedom. We're going to put cameras on you and have troops aim machine guns at you, but don't videotape us. We had Greg on when all of the phone systems went dead at the network. And I didn't want to get into this today, but simultaneously the network streams are being attacked, which are totally separate from my internet streams, are being attacked. We've had all other sorts of stuff happening. Let's just say it is safe to say some people are not very happy about what we're doing. So I'm sorry to all the callers that got dumped and were unable to get on with us. We are on air now, though. We are at least still on air. That is always a good thing. We were able to get Greg Palast back on. Greg, it just always happens at the strangest of moments, but I'm sure it's a coincidence.
Yes. Okay, we won't mention Homeland Security again. Fatherland Security, we'll call it. Okay.
Okay, Greg, can you get closer to your phone for us?
Okay, is this better? Can you hear me now?
It's breaking up a bit. Guys, are you able to hear him?
Yeah, can you hear me now? Okay, America. Before they measure me for my orange suit at the Alex Jones wing at Guantanamo.
We can hear you. Tell us what's happening to you. You violated infrastructure.
Yes, well, what happened is that I was filming the wonderful guest lodgings for the victims of Hurricane Katrina It's 1 year later. We have 73,000 people still living in this kind of Guantanamo on wheels and in aluminum mobile homes here, cramped in, away from any work, away from any ability and to get to their homes. They're not allowed back in their homes. It's like a prison camp, except that there's no furloughs because their homes are washed away. And I wanted to show that they were being put right up in the middle of nowhere, up against an Exxon refinery, where they have old people and kids sucking soot there. It's one of the filthiest zones in America. It's known as Cancer Alley for a good reason. That's where they stuck these people now for a year. And apparently, filming that means filming a critical infrastructure asset in violation of, you know, the Patriot Act 19 or whatever they're up to by this point. And so we had a criminal charge placed against myself and my producer, Matt Pascarella. And by the way, it is not about protecting this critical infrastructure of either the
encampment. The terrorists don't know how to find the ExxonMobil sprawling complex.
Not that I want to give Osama any hints, but if you go to gregpalace.com, you will see what I'm not showing you the pictures I took, which hardly show anything except that these poor people are stuck next to a filth generator. But what you can get, you will see on my site, is the Google map, which has highly detailed pictures and the coordinates of the refinery, which you can get off of Google Map.
Greg, I mean, why even give any credence to this? This is a wrinkle I want you to add to your story, if you graciously feel like it.
Sure.
Puffer Belly Toys 3 years ago, remember? St. Helen, Oregon. Was in the Associated Press and Oregonian. I interviewed her. They called the toy store owner up, tiny toy store, and they said, "You're being investigated for terrorism." For 3 weeks, she freaks out. They say, "You're not allowed to tell anyone, but we're investigating you. If you tell anybody, you'll be arrested for terrorism." Then they show up at her store and they say, "Take the magic cubes off your shelves. They're knockoffs of Rubik's cubes." She calls the manufacturer, calls everybody, finds out they're totally legal, the patent's up. And she goes ahead and goes public, but they threatened to arrest her. She said, "But don't you fight terror?" And their quote was, "Infrastructure protection, anything that violates infrastructure is terrorism." So I've been talking about this for years, and now here it is in your article with you.
Yeah, well, look, it's, and a lot of this, by the way, was generated by Exxon, which has never been in love with me after my investigation of the Exxon Valdez and some of the other stories I've written about these guys. And what they really want to do, they want to force, it's all about, remember, I did this, by the way, for the Link TV, the Moxie Now Network, I usually am on BBC TV, and actually ABC TV, believe it or not, New York was using some of this footage. And you know what the networks usually do to avoid problems is that they're happy to give you, and Osama, copies of cleaned footage so that you see the refineries and they look really nice and clean and little birds flying about and everything is nice. That's what it's all about. It's all about control of the images you see on TV. So if we wanted to use stock footage, they would show us anything we want. But if we wanted to show real footage, suddenly, Al-Qaeda's...
Well, Greg, this is a free country, okay? They say every dam, every bridge, every plant, everything is infrastructure protection. I've had troops tell me on the streets of New York that I can't videotape them, but there's cameras videotaping all of us that are public that you can dial in and look. It's just, it's a joke. It's an excuse for thuggery. So I guess you and your guy are going to prison now. This is a free country. And by the way, you have the members of the camp saying, quote, "It is a prison setup, and we know to get in and out, they get frisked, they get searched, the crime is rampant inside of them." I mean, this is a joke.
Because, there's nothing to do. What happens is that, remember, most of the people there, we think of all these poor people from New Orleans without jobs, but actually most of the people in this encampment, just about everyone there, are people who were working people. But their homes are washed away, their jobs are washed away, and there's no way for them to even get back to the city. They're locked out of the city. They're told they can't move back into their houses because they're supposedly dangerous. They're basically turning into like this, real estate speculator's dream, New Orleans right now, to this kind of tourist boutique, the Six Flags over Louisiana. And then, the other part of the story that they didn't like is that we went in and filmed George Bush's contractors who were supposed to have come up with the evacuation plan for New Orleans, which 2 years before the flood. And their plan, these are contractors whose only qualifications for the job, as far as I could tell, were major donations to Republican candidates.
Well, Greg Palast, we know, Greg Palast, charged as an infrastructure protection violator now, along with his cameraman. We know what this is about. They've been arresting and putting reporters in jail who weren't part of the plane leak but reported on the leak. Then the leakers don't get in trouble. I mean, this is a precedent they're setting. They may go ahead and just send you off to jail.
Well, I just got a note from one lawyer who represented, you know, nuns who were caught protesting outside of the defense plan. They ended up in the can. Nuns. And he said, so please take, Greg, please take this stuff seriously. Don't keep joking about it. Well, I am. It is a joke. There's no way not to laugh at this goofy stuff. I will say that there's been tremendous public reaction the last 2 days that have put heat on Exxon.
I want people to know, though, that folks, we're going into Nazi Germany. They are arresting Christians for praying on the street corners. They are arresting nuns for being outside public defense plants, okay, off major highways. They are trying to arrest Greg Palast and his cameraman right now. This is not a joke.
Well, it's not a. Well, it is a kind of joke. It's just a very sick, weird joke. You know, I mean, what the hell? I look great in orange anyway. So, you know, but, I mean, the way I look at it is that I will say that now Exxon is getting nervous, trying to pull back. But you know, they put the kind of suppression machinery into motion. Whether you know they can call the dogs in and then call them off is not so clear to me. They're very nervous now because obviously they're getting some very bad publicity, and part of that is that I know that, and I'm lucky in one way. Other reporters, if they got complaints to their networks, I mean they would be fried, they'd be fired, they'd be doomed. At least I have some ability and some freedom myself so that the networks aren't nervous. Now I have to tell you that I didn't tell ABC Network that. That we were being charged, because they would have pulled that film in 2 seconds, man. Just wham.
That's clearly the whole point of this. But this shows us, you know, Bin Laden attacked us, we're told, because he hates our freedom, but Bush and his cronies are moving to take our freedoms.
Yeah, well, you know, look, it's the great con. It's all about info control. I mean, it is information control. Again, if I give the story that they want, if I do the shots that they want, the way they want, and the words that they want, they will give me a tour of the plant.
But how are they going to arrest you for being outside of a chemical plant videotaping it? I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, well, you know, like I say, you know, you can get these pictures on the government's own website, on Exxon's own website.
No, I know, but I mean, it doesn't matter. Hell, they'll put you in prison for 10 years, and all these neocons will go on radio and call you Al Qaeda.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is exactly the problem. What it does is it puts a chill through other reports.
How many years are you facing?
I don't take it. I got to tell you, Alex. I think that they are going to back down at this point.
I know, but under these charges, how long will you spend?
You know what? No one's giving me information. All they told me is a criminal charge, and, you know, it's like, well, you know, you've dealt, you know about Homeland Security. They are not exactly forthcoming.
Were you aware of Puffer Belly Toys? I think you ought to put that in your article just to point out how ridiculous it is.
I know. It's like mad. So what I'm doing is I don't have enough information, but I think we're going to get this cleared out just because there has been heat, and they don't like the fact.
Hey, Greg, here's the headline. Reporters videotaping public places, Rubik's cubes, topless bars, and homeless. You know, arrested under Homeland Security. I mean, this is getting ridiculous.
It's the whole thing is ridiculous. But what's frightening to me is that I know if it was any other reporter, that they would not be able to go public. They would have no defense. Their networks would just shut them down.
Their lawyers would tell them to shut up.
And of course, our lawyers tell us to shut up, but it's very, you know, I don't shut up very easily. And it's not the way I do things.
So are they coming to your home to arrest you? Or are you hiding out somewhere?
Well, you know, here's the funny part. It took them 2 weeks to find us. These guys are supposed to be looking for Osama. That's number one. And second, I was really worried because we just had to fly into New York. Before the September 11th commemorative, and I'm thinking, God, they're not going to let we have a criminal charge, Homeland Security, they're not going to let us on the plane. And Matt was very nervous about this, and then we got on the plane, and then we got even more nervous because they let us on the plane. What kind of operation is this? You know, I mean, these are the guys who are supposed to protect us. So, you know, while they're running around worrying about my footage, there really are dangers out there.
Well, Greg Palast,
they're not dealing with.
Yeah, listen, I appreciate you joining us. We'll watch this as it develops. Will there be an update on your site with a story soon?
Yep, I've got some. In fact, you can see the dangerous film. I put it up at www.gregpalast.com. I told the cops, I said, you want to see what I have? Go to gregpalast.com.
Good job, Greg. Good job. Thanks.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one of the 45 objectives of international communism was to have America become involved in free trade? Without tariffs on cheaply produced foreign goods, our manufacturing base, which would not be able to compete, would be forced to move their manufacturing plants overseas or to Mexico. This would throw millions of workers out of work and completely destroy the middle class that has made America great. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 and request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
If you're looking at the world today from within the box, you must see total chaos and feel lost with no hope. Out-of-the-box thinkers such as Nostradamus, who saw the world from a different perspective, knew that nature or God's truth would prevail. They saw that today's organized religions and governments are being judged, not with the hand of man through atomic wars, but with the hand of God through natural disasters. We are judging ourselves during this trying apocalyptic period by all our hidden truths being uncovered. Don't you see this happening through the media today? Just remember these famous words. Everything hidden will be uncovered, and the truth will make you free. For evidence of these statements, get Jerry Vanno's new book, The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Go to www.gvanno.com. That's www.gvanno.com.
Get him to just pop in for about 5-10 minutes. It'll either be Jason Burmes or Corey Rowe or Dylan Avery to give us their take on the incredible historical demonstrations, protests, silent vigils we had in New York. We took over Ground Zero. The police, the firemen were almost unanimous in agreeing with us. It was incredible. It was historical. Association of Professors defending BYU's Jones. A national organization is coming out in support of BYU professor placed on paid leave for his controversial theories about September 11th attacks. The American Association of University Professors says the school should not have placed the physics professor on leave for statements made outside of the classroom. Stephen Jones has published a paper suggesting the World Trade Center towers fell because of preset demolition charges, not just because they were struck by planes. Now, a big Dutch scientist and demolition expert was shown Building 7 and wasn't even told it was 9/11. And over there, they never even heard of 7. He said, oh, what a beautiful controlled demolition. What a good job they did. Dutch demolitions expert. University of Edinburgh just did a big test, couldn't make buildings fall. It's just, folks, it didn't happen, okay? It was bombs. General Secretary for the AAUP, Roger Bowen, says academic freedom also protects statements professors make outside the classroom. Jones says he only discusses theories in class if students ask him questions about it. A spokesman for Brigham Young University says that Jones said in the classroom, and now carefully he was about disclaimers and subjects in the university review. I don't know what that means. A spokesman for Brigham Young University says what Jones said in the classroom and how careful he was about disclaimers and are subjects of the university review. So they are not neocons. The few that were out there at Ground Zero were going, they fired that lying professor for lying. No, they didn't fire him. They've suspended him. And he's being reviewed. How sick. You people are despicable. And the main reason the review started was because WorldNet Daily published a report claiming Jones called for the violent overthrow of the U.S. government, and they had to print a full retraction saying he never said that on C-SPAN. It wasn't true. It was false. It just gets worse and worse. It's just, I cannot believe how these individuals get away with this, but we are going to bring them to justice. Well, first you heard Syria fights off attack on U.S. embassy. The Syrians fought it off. Syrian guards foiled an attempt by suspected al-Qaeda-linked militants to blow up the U.S. embassy on Tuesday, exchanging fire outside the compound's walls with gunmen shouting, God is great, who tried to storm it with automatic weapons and hand grenades. But by the time I was watching CNN and Fox last night, as they had Fox on in some of the areas, in an eatery I was in, basically serious behind this, and they deserve to all die now. But you read in the AP, they admit that Syria fought it off. And what is Syria saying in their newspapers right now? Syria blames U.S. for embassy attack, claims Washington orchestrated it to get consensus from Damascus, or concessions from Damascus. Jerusalem, the attack today against the United States Embassy in Damascus, was orchestrated by American intelligence to embrace the Syrian regime and extract political concessions, a senior member of Syrian President Bashar Assad Ba'ath Party claimed to WorldNet Daily. Let me say that again. Jerusalem, the attack today against the United States Embassy in Damascus, now 2 days ago, was orchestrated by American intelligence to embarrass the Syrian regime and extract political concessions, and senior member of the Syrian President Bashar Assad's Ba'ath Party claimed to WorldNet Daily. And I'm wrong about saying 2 days ago, but it feels like 2 days ago because I was on Coast to Coast AM. Oh, my goodness. Tuesday morning. The days all run together when you stop sleeping. It's like you have double days and you can't, you know. I guess it was yesterday. But it was early morning hours. Feels like 2 days ago. We in the government are 100% sure America was behind this attack, which is not the same as other attacks by Islamic groups, said the senior Ba'ath Party official speaking on condition of anonymity. Only the Americans can succeed in carrying out an attack just 200 meters from President Assad's residence in the only heavily guarded section of Syria, and the most heavily guarded, the official said. The official claimed the U.S. first directed the attack and then ensured it was foiled to prove Syria is filled with terrorists and to put us in a weak position. The U.S. did not foil the attack, however. Syria security forces reportedly stopped the assailants after a 30-minute shootout, although there were some reports U.S. Marines stationed at the embassy took part in the firefight. They killed two, captured one. And it goes on. And I believe it. I mean, it just fits. Our government, the criminals that run it, that have hijacked it, for 2 years have had troops in Iran staging terror attacks and preparing for targets. And it's the same thing in Syria. Big. big blow to the New World Order that the Syrians were able to gun these guys down. Big blow. Syria has been licking boots, and it just isn't good enough for the boys in black, is it? The men in black. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with masses of news and that military clip.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down.
Almost 90% of Canadians in a major poll believe 9/11 is an inside job. This just out. We'll be getting to that. There's too many news articles. I mean, here I am in the biggest, one of the biggest papers in Canada, a huge interview with me about 9/11 being an inside job. This is just the stuff I'm in. Village Voice, Associated Press, The Australian. It's got to be 10 articles here that were just interviewing me. I quit counting at 50-plus, talking about the demonstrations and protests and vigil we had. The Loose Change guys have been all over Amy Goodman, all over CNN. I'm in the airport watching them on CNN last night with Paula Zahn. Big hit piece. They went and interviewed him for like 5 hours and boiled it down to about 45 seconds, then had some experts say they were all basically a bunch of idiots. But it isn't going to work. The truth is out, and it's very, very exciting. We're going to go to Andrew. We're going to go to Kevin, Alec, and folks that are holding from Washington to Denmark. We're going to get to everybody here in a few minutes. I'm totally exhausted. Cannot wait to get off the air here. even though I'm enjoying getting a chance to talk to you, go home, take a nap, and see my family before tonight, 7 p.m., Alamo Drafthouse South Lamar, for the next-to-last showing of Terror Storm. There are a few tickets left. Get them at Infowars.com, or try to get them at the door right now, but they're selling out quick. The last three showings last week did sell out. There's one final showing tomorrow night, and that one will be a little bit different because Graham Reynolds is going to be there with some of his crew playing some of the live music from the score for Terror Storm. So we'll see you tonight and tomorrow night. My good buddy Jason Burmis got a chance to meet his great brother as well, one of the trio there with Loose Change Second Edition, some of the main spearheads in orchestrating what happened there at Ground Zero on this fifth anniversary and throughout the weekend. And it's great to have you on for a few minutes, Jason.
Wow, what an amazing weekend, Alex. And it was just totally awesome, and we really took it to the New World Order this weekend. I mean, I got to point in the face of these liars at Popular Mechanics and tell them just that. And I really think I own those guys. They had nothing to say but try to call me a Holocaust denier. You know, ridiculous stuff. And then I get down there.
Yeah, let me stop you right there. You and Dylan Avery, Amy Goodman would never talk about 9/11 truth. She's been protested. She's been screamed at. Her constituents, people that like her, her viewers are really upset about it. So finally, they had a big extended report where Megs was on, the 9/11 whitewasher, with one of his other minions against you and Dylan. And you totally cleaned their clocks. You came out of the gates about how they wrote the book on yellow journalism, the staging, the Maine being blown up. They've been yellow journalists all along, government insiders. They are literally in the encyclopedia next to government cover-ups. You totally cleaned their clocks. And the new tactic is to say, we are racist Holocaust deniers, and I think you need to sue them for slander and libel. Because they also say it in news articles they've been writing. You have got them absolutely dead in the water. Sorry, Jason.
No, that's all right, and it just proves how much I clean their clock by the fact that Glenn Beck was supposed to have us on, and instead he was one of the few in the mainstream media that actually covered us at Ground Zero, said there were hundreds of us. In actuality, there were at least 2,000 of us. I brought down 1,100 shirts myself. Les Jameson gave away 500. That was 1,600 there, and we've sold over 1,000 on our website, and a lot of people came with the shirts already. Plus, people were asking for them wherever we went. We handed out literally 7,000 DVDs in the first half an hour of being there. It was just so encouraging. And, you know, of course, Glenn Beck, you know, he hits us up. He tells us we're all crazy, but we need to be addressed. And who does he have on? He has Megs on instead of us. And how dare he?
That's right. Now, let me stop you. Last time I talked to your head honcho, your main producer, Corey Rowe, the Iraq and Afghanistan veteran that is a member of your group at that restaurant before the troops went ape out in the streets, and then I didn't see him again until the next morning. He wrote this down on the paper, but he said confirm with Dylan before press. But he said Dylan told him this directly and was freaked out by it, went back to the hotel room. April Gallup of CNN called Dylan and was, quote, pissed off of how she was not able. This was written by Corey, by the way. April Gallup called Dylan and said that she was pissed off about how she was not able to speak her mind on CNN, and also Dylan said that she was informed that the Pentagon called CNN and told them to pull the Loose Change shows and interviews. Confirmed with Dylan before press. Is that accurate?
Well, what's accurate is they actually did call up and say that not to address the April Gallup issue, that she's not being given any money, and she has no job at this point because they've let her go, and they're really trying to put her in a tough spot. They did not cancel. I don't know about the Glenn Beck thing. We were pretty surprised because we were told that Paul Azan was supposed to play our thing on Sunday, and they moved it to Monday. But Pentagon did not pull our story, but they did pull April Gallup's. I mean, if you actually watch the segment on Paul Azan from 9/11, she talks to her for about half a minute, and you just see her face go sour when she goes to commercial. I mean, she didn't address any issue other than the fact that she was there.
Yeah, well, let's be clear about what the April Gallup piece was.
Well, again, April Gallup is going through a struggle right now to get, you know, financial compensation for what happened to her and her son. Her son was not supposed to be there that day, and I guess the Pentagon, you know, doesn't even want to acknowledge that he was, yet she literally crawled through one of the impact holes, you know, through the face of the Pentagon with her kid, you know, and saved his life. And, you know, she wants the truth too, man. You know, so many people out there, like you said, 65-75%, you know, we knew what was up, you know, had heard about it, seen the movie. We're very happy that we were there. I talked to many police officers, some on camera, about how they were happy we were there. I mean, I can't wait within the next 1 or 2 weeks when this stuff really starts to hit the internet. And I'm going to put out a press release later today, put it on 9/11 Blogger, hopefully on your website too. Have everybody out there, we need to email the mainstream media and say, how dare you not cover us on video? I mean, it was amazing. And they're really
trying to... I mean, that itself is a cover-up that you have thousands of 9/11 truthers out there, and they've always shown a big shot of the entire, you know, Ground Zero area. They couldn't. They had to show close shots of Bush in there. They couldn't show the outside of the church when he went in the church because we were all around it. I mean, this is the mainstream media covering up.
Yeah, absolutely. And the way that we're going to defeat this is to show people what actually happened. Because, like you said, it's all over print media, but they're trying to attack us and marginalize us.
Yeah, we've got a report coming out as well, a rundown of what happened and exposing the cover-up that the press really is trying to cover up. Now, print media didn't. We got a lot of print. But...
Well, the print media also, but you got to understand, they said dozens of people. Dozens of people is a joke. We had literally hundreds and thousands of people there just in the same uniform alone. And, you know, I haven't seen one person even talk about 1,000. I am very confident it was at least 2,000 people there.
Yeah,
and,
I agree.
Yeah,
but, I mean, Jason, one article is saying dozens. I want to find that.
You know what? I typed it into Google last night, and basically Google Ground Zero, investigate 9/11, get your listeners on it, and they should be able to send it. Four or five of them said that, and I was just disgusted.
Well,
and they really just gave us like a little blurb paragraph, and it was part of a bigger article. But if you Google investigate 9/11, and Ground Zero, you'll come up with dozens of articles because that was our uniform there. You know, I really want to commend everybody who... I'm sorry about that, Alex. So many people are calling me. I get that little beep in there. But
no, I understand.
Yeah. But commend everybody because they did such a great job. I mean, there were so many just small altercations, and if the right person came over, they could squash that and usually get these people to take a DVD. So many people were interested in what we had to say, and really we're going to illustrate that within the coming weeks. And but this movement is on the next level, Alex. We're finally going to get something done, hopefully a new independent investigation, and these criminals are going to pay.
They are going to pay. It was empowering, wasn't it? All the different events we had, Cooper Union, where Lincoln gave one of his famous addresses right before he got the nomination, I mean, on the very same stage. It was unbelievable.
It was so incredible. And, yeah, it wasn't just, you know, Monday morning. You know, we were down there in force on, Saturday and Sunday, rolling through about 20 people deep and a lot of...
By the way, they shut down Broadway and we marched down Broadway where George Washington marched, where you know, at the end of World War II, where Eisenhower and MacArthur marched. I mean, it's incredible.
It is incredible, and it really shows you, again, the power of one. You know, so many people came by themselves or with one other person, and we just really got out there and we really took care of business. I mean... We had police officers that were there. We had first responders that were there on our side. I mean, some of the most powerful speeches were in that community church where, you know, a rescue worker who literally, you know, helped pull people out of the rubble is under 40 and he's breathing out of a bag. I mean, at least the media is starting to cover the EPA lies, and hopefully, you know, Christine Todd Whitman is going to be indicted. But, you know, I'm not holding my breath. So, you know, finally the media is tackling some of the tougher issues, and then they can keep attacking us. But we just gain a base every day, Alex. And, you know, the next poll that comes out, I'm not going to be surprised when it says 65% of us know what's going on. You know, thank God for the Internet.
Well, they're in a lot of danger right now, the establishment is. Did you hear about how they're trying to arrest Greg Palast under terrorism charges?
I've been listening, and, you know, my heart goes out to Greg Palast because he is one of the few investigative journalists out there that is hard-hitting, that really wants to know what's going on.
But, I mean, this is what our country, this is what they've given us, is that we need to arrest BBC News reporters because they're at FEMA camps.
Well, that's how scared they are. I mean, that is how scared they are, that this is going to come out and people are going to realize that they are setting up a Reich-type style society where they can just go in and arrest anybody they want. But they're going to find out that more and more people are getting smarter. They're arming themselves with camcorders and cameras like we did at Ground Zero, and we're becoming the media. And if we continue to become the media, what are they going to do? They can't arrest all of us, Alex. If 1/3 of your listeners decided, hey, maybe once a week I'm going to go out, I'm going to film somebody, I'm going to confront somebody, I'm going to put it on the Internet. It's so easy to do. YouTube's out there, Google Video's out there. What are they going to do? They're just going to continue to run scared because they won't be able to do much.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate what you've done and Godspeed. And we will talk to you very soon, Jason. I can't wait to see you at the next big event.
Yeah, I hear you, Alex. And keep on keeping on, man. You rock.
No, you rock, my friend. Good.
All right. Later
good
on.
Good seeing you. Good talking to you. I'm going to take some final calls here at the end. I'm going to run through them. But here is the audio. We rushed it out to you, the audio of the video. This is Monday night, 9/11, 11:45. We're in a restaurant eating, and we hear screaming outside. There had been professional wrestlers coming out there by Madison Square Garden. There were troops running around, acting bizarrely, screaming and jumping around. So we ran out to see what was happening. And it was about 10 of them, and this is what happened as we walked out of the restaurant, and we're about 10 feet away from the troops. They ran up to our cameras saying, get them out of their faces. We've cut out the profanity. Here it is.
I'm saying get the camera out of my face. That's what I'm saying.
You're on the streets of New York.
So what does that mean? I'm saying get that camera out of my face. That's what I'm saying.
It's a free country. It's a free country.
Get the camera out of my face.
Oh, this isn't Nazi Germany. There's no camera in your face.
God.
Hey, move to Russia. Okay?
Yo, God.
We can have cameras on the streets.
I said get it out of my face.
Your guy starts cussing at us.
I said get it out of my face. That's what I'm saying.
It was never in your face. Are you crazy, man? We're just walking down the street. Total craziness. Get out here videotaping the crowd, and then...
Why don't you want to be seen on camera, man? We're just out on the street.
The groupie! Is that far?
I'll be downstairs, bro.
Where?
I'll be right downstairs.
You got another drink? Want a beer?
Yeah, but my guy ain't fat, man. He's a good American.
I'm fat.
Okay, that's fine. Here, go get video, okay, brother. Man, it's the 5th anniversary of 9/11. You guys are here for wrestling?
Yo.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
We're literally in a restaurant, ladies and gentlemen, at midnight, having dinner, and this is what we're seeing. Come out and get customers.
We'll put the video up by the end of the day on YouTube. It'll be posted on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, and the audio isn't as powerful as the video. And parts left in there where somebody is calling my cameraman fat, so I tell him, come on out. And I'm a little out of control at that point. I was chasing troops around. Literally, I chased them into their vehicle, and they all drove off recklessly. And then some truck was blocking them, so they start screaming at the truck that's offloading supplies for the drugstore next door to the restaurant to get out of there. This country's gone, folks. Andrew in Mass, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm from Boston, a first-time caller.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Alex. I was the gentleman that gave you the bottle of water at the end of the march.
Thank you for that water.
No problem. I hope it helped you out. I'd like to encourage you to make your articles on InfoWars.com printer-friendly so I can disseminate them amongst my family and friends.
Yeah, InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are printer-friendly, at least in my printer formatting. InfoWars.net isn't, and I've asked 500 million, 55 billion times, and I don't crack the whip enough around here. And Jones Report is printer-friendly. I mean, what type of printer formatting are you using?
I'm using Firefox, so I don't know if that's part of the problem.
It's absolute crud. You know, listen, 85% of people use Internet Explorer, and I know it lets viruses through, so people don't like to use it. But then we end up having all these problems, and people are using Firefox. You need to switch over and use another browser.
Okay, thank you, Alex.
But listen, I'm no Internet expert. I just know it screws a lot of stuff up. But you know what? We're trying as hard as we can, sir. I literally don't even sleep anymore. Without the use of drugs, I end up sleeping like 3 hours a night, okay?
I just want you to know, you empower me. I didn't mean that in any disrespectful way.
No, but I'm always falling down during the breaks. I'm just so you know.
I want you to know, I want this to empower you. I'm engaging in modern-day hero worship. You are my hero.
No.
I only hope that me telling you this, I know you don't like people telling you that, but I only hope it empowers you to fight the good fight.
It does. It makes me feel bad a lot of times because I know I'm not doing the best job I could, and I know a lot of people aren't paying attention to what I do, and believe me, we know that, and God bless you, my friend. And I'm sorry we're talking bad about Firefox, too. People get attached to their internet browsers. Let's talk to Kevin in Mass. Kevin, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thanks for this opportunity, Alex. And we are waking up here in Boston. And it's having another first-time caller. It's just what I'm seeing around here. Earlier you said you were pumped up to see their desperation when they're flashing guns in your face because they're looking so desperate, and that's what I see. Jason mentioned some demographical data, and that's what my point was when I got on cue to call, was that there's 300 million Americans roughly, and there are approximately 135 million of those Americans are military age between 17 and 45. There are approximately 1,420,000 military personnel. There are over 10 million people have downloaded Loose Change, and per Illuminati defector Savali, there may be 3 million involved in this project. Remember Ceausescu, the Romanian defector. Either impeachment's coming, or if they pull a false flag, we're now ready. They are going down.
You're awesome. Call me back when I got more time tomorrow. A few final calls in the final segment. Stay with us.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Crowd.
another ragtag band declaring independence. Let's go ahead and talk to Alec in New York. You're on the air. Thanks for holding, Alec. Go ahead. They're at like a train station or something. Crank it up. I want to hear what's going on at the train station. Yeah, that's a big event or something. Okay, that person isn't there. I'm only going to take one more call. Who's up next? Mike in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Mike in Washington, avid listener, first-time caller. I got a bone to pick with you. Let me get to that in a second. But
no, just do it now. The show's almost over.
Well, okay, then let me get to the other one. Have you talked about the Air Force chief, the AP article yesterday?
I haven't seen it.
Test weapons on test U.S. mobs only, Washington AP.
Say it again?
Test weapons on test U.S. mobs only, Washington AP. Non-lethal weapons such as high-powered microwave devices should be used on American citizens in crowd control situations before being used on the battlefield, the Air Force Secretary said Tuesday. The object is basically public relations. Domestic use would make it easier to avoid questions from others about possible safety considerations, said Secretary Michael Wynn. If we're not willing to use it here against our fellow citizens, then we should not be willing to use it in a wartime situation.
Well, isn't that twisted logic? I know they had sound cannons 2 years ago in New York aimed at us. They weren't out this year, but the microwave weapons are very dangerous. What's that headline again?
It's Air Force Chief Test Weapons on Test the U.S. Mobs. It was on CNN.com yesterday. It's on the AP.
Okay, I'll find it and get it. Now, what's the beef you got?
Well, Alex, I ordered two of your Terrorstorm videos when you first, put it out. I only got one. And I've been to all the, customer relations at Infowars.com and everything, and I've had no satisfaction. I only got the one.
Sure. I'll put you on hold. I'll get your number right now, and I'll handle it. I could quit the business. Most people get it in just a few days. Stuff falls through the cracks, and it causes a problem. I'm not a very good manager, sir, I'll tell you right up front, but I'm going to get your number right now and we'll handle it. I can't really do customer service on air, but we'll send you out even a few extra ones, okay?
I'll get them out to people.
Sure. I understand that, sir. Most people, 98%, get exactly what they ask for, but there are occasional problems.
Do a show on this tomorrow, Alex. I mean, this is, I'm a former military man, Army, 13 years. We didn't test weapons on our own citizens before we deployed them.
I know. Well, we didn't write White House memos saying they can torture children, but they do now. Listen, get his name and info, and I'll give it to the people here in just a minute. They'll try to call you right now. How's that? All right, I'm out of time. I hope to see you tonight from 7 to around 10 o'clock at the Alamo Draft House, South Lamar. I'll be showing my new film, Terror Storm, giving a speech and taking questions. Hope to see you tonight. Some tickets are still available at Infowars.com, where you can buy them at the door, Alamo Draft House, South Lamar, or go to Infowars.com and order the documentaries and support us. That's how you support us. We don't ask for donations like everybody else does. We just ask you to get the films. But see your purchase as a donation and a support of what we're doing. And get my films and make copies of them and get them out to everybody you can. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or prisonplanet.tv. That's prisonplanet.tv. You can go there for 15 cents a day and see all my films and download them and burn them to disc right now. And you can come to the event tonight and buy them directly from us. Instant gratification. Have all my films and all the other books and videos we carry there tonight. We'll have our guys there about an hour early from 6 on, so you can buy them before the event if you'd like to. We need your support. We've spent a lot of capital lately. We need to recharge our treasury. All right. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless you all. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com. Or call 877-300-7645.